to Siman Zayin, the last of the Simanim here in the Akdama of the first opening, you know, Simanim before we get to Tzitzis. And here we're talking about a Shayatzar. He says, Kol hayom kisha'osa tzrachav, throughout the whole day, whenever you use the restroom, bein katanim, bein gedolim. Well, katanim is the urination, and gedolim is the other way. So mevarach, you make a bracha after you finish, after you wash your hands, a Shayatzar. And velo, you do not make the bracha on the tilas yadam. You don't make it on the tilas yadam after washing your hands. Now, just so you should know, behind the scenes, there are shitas that say you don't make a shayar yatzar except after gedolim, and some say after yes, after katanim too, and some say you make it on the tilas yadam every time, and some people say you make it after before you daven. So anyways, there's lots of shitas swirling around behind the scenes of what you do here. The mechaber is coming down and he's saying the din is what you're used to doing, which is you make an Asher Yatzar after the bathroom, and you do not make Al Matzilas Yadayim, even if you're about to go to Mincha or Marav. Shachar is different. So the rush, and the, you will see in a minute, the Arz Chaim and even the Gra said, if your hands are dirty from going to Gedolim, you need to make, again, Al Matzilas Yadayim for Mincha or Marav. We don't do that. We don't pass that way. So we find like Mechaber. As you know, we make Asher Yatzar every time after going to the bathroom, but never all until the time, except once in the morning, and before food, before bread, of course.
Well, you still have to wash.
You have to wash your hands, but soap and water will do just fine for that, right? The kiyas. Now, Afim wrote to Lilmod, he just speaks out, even if you want to learn, Olis Palel, or you want to daven, Miyad, immediately after going to the bathroom, even so, there's no bracha on the Tzilas Yadayim. Bottom line, and that's the din. Now, The Ramah, we together, he says, Hayu yadav muluchlachos, if your hands are anyways dirty, shif shif behen. Remember, shif shif is basically like wiping off the urine driplets on you. Afiluachi, even in such a case where you know your hands are filthy, enum avarach al tilas yadayim, there's no brach al tilas yadayim when it comes to washing your hands or going to daven or learn. None of that. So now we'll see a bit of the background in the Mishabura. So in Sivkat and Aleph, Tid Mavarach, this is Mavarach of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Now, filu im nimshach zman gadol, even if a long time has passed since you went to the toilet, but you failed as of yet to make Asher Yatzar, achasiyas tzrachim, afilu hachi chayv levarach, the mitzvah, the chiv to make a bracha continues on. So that could take 3 hours, it doesn't matter. You forgot to make Asher Yatzar, when you remember, you got to say it. Now, what's the havamina not? So I'll tell you, the havamina is like this, that the Asher Yatzar is really a Birchas Hashvach. We're thanking Hashem that He's amazing, that He made our body work great. Now, the other brachas that are on Shvachos to Hashem, like when you hear thunder, the din is it's Toch de Dibur. It has to be within 2 seconds, Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, and that's it. After that, like you on the spot, or else it's too late. So, Lachor, the din should be the same when it comes to Asher Yatzar. Your bowels moved, that's remarkable, Mafli Lasos, make a brach on the spot. Now, So that's the Havamina. The answer is no, you have a longer time. What's the Lamdas? It's an interesting idea. It could well be the reason why this is different is because, anyways, you could never make a Asher Yatzar within 2 seconds, talk to the Dibur, because you're filthy then. So it's a non-starter. Once it's a non-starter, then the zombies, yes, you have to get out of the toilet and wash your hands. So once, anyways, that window's passed, and of course the Chiyav, so the obviously it continues on indefinitely.
You're saying it's a Birkus HaShvach?
Yeah.
It's there no way to be a Birkus HaShvach.
No, Birkus Hanan is before Frederick. No. You have a chiyuv to pay. It's not a din in.
Why is it we can do it even though we've forgotten to say it?
Well, because you're reminded. It will be the same as a bracha achrona. It's different, but the same in that regard. In other words, you have a debt of a bracha to pay. You forgot to bench, but you didn't bench. Good. So when you remember now, good. Who cares that you forgot? There's a limit. Well, with food, it'll be kadesh shis akel until like you're hungry again, basically, right? Well, really, until you're hungry again. 72 is a funny shear. It's like after it's tzom, and then you have a kasayas, then. But lacha ma'ase, you can go hours. Oh, I thought I'll get that in a second. It's a side point, but it's worth talking about for a second. Lacha ma'ase. But in terms of the swimming in the toilet, if you remember you forgot to say it 3 hours ago, then you have to say it. There is a shear. The shear is when you need the toilet again, maybe you can't make it again. You're just seeing a second. Yeah, but you'll see that's the topic of discussion right now. That's a discussion. Yes, lachor, but you're going to see in a second that there's more to say. Right now we're going to see. As a total parenthetical point, everyone knows this din incorrectly, that if you haven't benched for 72 minutes, it's too late. That's not the din. That is not the din. I know where it's coming from. We can explore it when we get to Birchas HaMazon one day, like where its origin is. There's a Gemara like that. But the pshat is bottom line. As long as you're still feeling the benefits of your last eating session, you still can say a bracha krona. And that, if you are talking about your Shabbos afternoon meal, and you ate, you know, and then you passed out for 4 hours, and you wake up and you're still stuffed, even if you're still full, you can bench middle rice of 4 hours later. And you have to. You have to. That's a din. Not you shouldn't do that, but okay. But as long as you're full, I think as long as you're less hungry than you were when you started last time and you're still feeling benefits, you got to make a bracha krona. Okay. But anyways, that's not our topic. This is our topic over here. Look at this wild thing, which is going to throw you off here. He says, "Im lo berach asher yatzar." If you didn't make asher yatzar, asher rotz lahatzel mayim shenas. What happens if you didn't make asher yatzar, and now you need to urinate for a second time? So, das prima gadam, the mekodim sheyatzel. Before you urinate the second time, then when you're hopping down on one, not hopping, but you need to ready pee again, yivarach asher yatzar al hatala rishona. Make your bracha then. That's really wild. That's wild for a lot of reasons. No. He says, so you shouldn't have the problem of needing to make, like losing it. You should make a shayatzar on the first one, even though you need to use it the second time, which is very strange. We don't go anywhere near that. We don't make
it
before you go. So you shouldn't lose it.
You have a chov, and it's gonna be too late.
Right. Even though you have to urinate now. Right. That's his eitzes over there. We don't do that. Of a bashar tshuva hiskim b'shem kam achronim. The achronim say, de'im nizkar la'achar shehitil. Once you feel the urge to go again, shuv lo yivarach, it's too late, you can't make a bracha anymore. And that's a din. We don't make brachas when we need to go to the toilet, and once you need it, it's gone, it's all over. However, we're still not done with this fascinating topic. Look, in Sivkat and Beit, it says, Kasev Rishal, that's the Marshal, Bechuva Simen Tzari Zayin, Misha Achal Davar, if someone used to ate something, Shechai Bracha Achrona, they need to make a Bracha Achrona, Vishachach, and he forgot, Vehitil Maim, so now he's got on his live little less of things to do. He has to say Alamichia, let's say. And now he also urinating, he has Laz Asher Yatzar also. Vinizkar Kodam Shiava Lavarach Asher Yatzar. And now he remembers, I haven't said Asher Yatzar, and I also have an Alamichia to make. So Ezimim Kodem, which one goes first? The Heshiv, he answers, the Asher Yatzar Kodem. Asher Yatzar comes first, the Tadir, because it's the more frequent, and the rule is Tadir v'sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. If you don't know which one goes first, the one that's more frequent, more common, that's the bracha that gets kadima, it's a din by brachas. Fascinatingly, they ask, yeah, what happens if it's not true? What happens if you don't go to the bathroom that often and you eat a lot throughout the day? So that's the answer. The answer is Tadir is that this din of Tadir is what's normal for normal people, not you in particular. Exactly right. So that's how it comes out. So that's that. Now, as a side point, there's some other.
Just a question. Yeah. Just give an example of Hitul Mayim as opposed to.
No, I love that. I don't think. It seems that. I don't think so. There's some funny discussions here. I don't know, funny, but some. One of them. Okay, the word Shachach. Bechor is a problem. It should be taken out. It would be true if you didn't forget. You just thought was amazed. That's one point. I'm seeing the deer. She has some points here. Other thing, they bring us a question. They're not sure what to do about it if it's benching. It's benching of the Doraisa. All right, fine. I mean, whatever. Interesting question, but maybe the Doraisa should kadima with her Rabbanan, even though it's not as tadir. It's a question. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Kiva asks it. He doesn't know the answer. Okay, so don't let it happen to you. I guess. Maybe. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not sure. If you have to bench, which is Doraisa, a benching of the Doraisa, and you have a Sher Yatzar, like this scenario, you forgot. So which one do you do first? That's Lachor, not forgot. Let's say you didn't forget. Let's say you're finished, and you're schmoozing at your table, and then you have to go to the bathroom, and then you do a Sher Yatzar, like you've gone to the toilet, and it's benching time, let's say, I don't know, between, you know, Mayim Achronim, but Pitom, you realize you have to pee before you go. Okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger is like, not sure. Okay, so you'll whatever you do, do them both, and you're, that's where you have no choice in the matter, so you'll do both, and that's that. Okay? Just pointing out the issue. Now, another point, which someone asked some days ago, but here it comes again. Misha Shel says, some hamishal shell. If a person eats like a medicine that, what do you call it, laxative, it's a bit, you know, they do it sometimes, if, you know, for like I said, for a colonoscopy, for example. You like take medicine, and like it properly empties you out. I don't think we do. See, we don't do this very often nowadays, I don't think. But anyways, person had a laxative for whatever reason he did, and now he knows the yesh bedato mitchila. He knows from the outset the panos b'nei ma'ayim ad shetichla hazuma mem. He knows he's going to keep on going and going and going throughout the course of, let's say, the afternoon, whatever it is, the whole day. He's going to keep on coming out from time to time. Okay, and since that's the case, he's not done, so to speak. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, delo yivarach ki im acher gemara hutsa. Wait till the end, till you're totally emptied out. How do you know? Good question.
I think you could. You
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a good question.
I think you can formulate. I think there's a way to formulate the answer. It says that if you know,
right,
then you do it that way.
Right.
If you're not sure, you don't.
And the good news is it's not nogea. Lalacha, it doesn't matter. Lalacha, it doesn't matter why. Don't worry, it's not nogea because v'yesh omrim, they say no. Divarach b'chol pam. There are those who say, no, every time you've gone each stage in this horrible process, you make another bracha. But mina kesfar achrona, that is the custom, that's what we do. If you go to the bathroom and you, there's no shear, if you expel any amount of waste, and then you feel you don't need to go to the bathroom now again, then make a bracha achrona. Even if you know full well it's coming again in 5 minutes, or whatever it is. Now, here's, we're going to see in a second, ach b'shil shel chazak, if a person has very strong diarrhea, but now look at the words. Shemargish shemiyad. He feels immediately sheitzdarach lepanos shenis. Like you feel the urge to go again. Then you're not done. But if you don't feel the urge to go again now, the point that you know in your brain, it's not, it won't be long off till it comes again. It doesn't matter. You make asher yatzar each and every time. That's a din. So if you feel you need to go, asul levarach, you can't make a bracha. Before we had the bracha and the previous amud about make a bracha before you urinate a second time, that was urination. There, me'ikar, then you can make a bracha, says he, before, make a bracha, feeling the urge to urinate. But here, the urge to defecate, no bracha is allowed. So he's saying, no, you couldn't make a bracha anymore at all, as we'll see in Simon Sadi Base. Shefilu b'divrei Torah asar. You can't, when you have to, the urge to relieve yourself, you can't learn or anything else. So that's a non-starter. Okay. Now, fine. Now, okay. Now, Sivkat and Gimel. This was even if you're going to lispal miyad, if you can know you're going to daven immediately after going to the bathroom and they've washed your hands and therefore you like the rush, you know you're washed for nikias and that's your mitzvah and your chiyav, so maybe you should have to make a bracha. The Rama said don't make a bracha, but here comes that discussion. After Kaimalan, even though we said Reish Lamed Gimel Siv Beis, the tefillah samincha v'chen la'arvis, when it comes to mincha and also marv, afilu eino yodeh lahen shum lichluch, even if you don't know of any filth on your hands, sarach litol yadav, you need to wash your hands anyways. Remember the din, we said that back in Dalad, that for tefillah, if you're not sure the status of your hands, you have to wash them. For brachas and Torah, if you're not sure the status of hands, you can assume they're fine, which is what you do, right? You pick up a granola bar and make a bracha on it, you don't think, oh, I should wash my hands first, right? There is people who are machmir. The Rama brings it down by bedikas chametz. You should wash your hands before you make the bracha for the vira chametz. But anyways, lalacha, we don't assume my hands are dirty. But by tefillah, we always, unless you know for a fact your hands are clean, you must wash them again. V'kolosh kein kashas tzracha. That's certainly true once you actually know your hands are filthy because you went to the restroom and relieved yourself. Mekom makom enu mavarach on tefillas yadayim ela b'shachris. Nevertheless, as we explored at length back in Siman Daled, one bracha a day, which is only in the morning, we're not, because we're afraid of the Rashba, the Briya Chadash issue. V'ayin b'seif for Artos Achaim, look in the Artos Achaim, Shekasav, the Das Rova Poskim, according to the Artos Achaim, that's the Malvin, the majority of Poskim hold, the im asa trachav legedolim, v'achach rotzlis palel, if you defecate it, and then you wash your hands, and it's mincha time, he says, the Rova Poskim say, mevarach al tzil sidayim, yitaka do make a bracha al tzil sidayim a second time. Even so, mekom makom lachachila ein lazuz mepsak haShulchan Aruch. Mishavura sticks in his heels and says, "Listen, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. This is what we do." Fine, be safe for Maaser Rav. The Gra Taka did make more brachas, but we don't. We don't. So that's the din there. And finally, Sivkat and Dalin sheshiv shef behen. Again, that means you wipe the urine, so your hands are certainly filthy. So what's that? Hanitzotzos shel mei raglaim. We're talking about the drips of urine. Vuadin begadolim. Of course, if you're talking about actual fecal matter, sh'asa tzrachav de kinach, and if kinach, and you wipe yourself, for sure your hands are dirty, and then you need to wash them, but again, be pasul halacha, no bracha for mincha marav, and that's that's a din, la lacha.